we are back on a Thursday morning, September the 19th, 2019, 9/19/19, 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into The Early Show here on WWGH Radio, and this is the hour where we're going to do open phone lines, as we have done all week, and the response has been great, and hopefully we're going to continue that. Now, yesterday morning, we spent a lot of time talking about food and the Marion area and yesteryear. Now, the phone line is open, 740-383-9944, and we had a caller yesterday as we were going off the air who wanted to talk of her memories of the Isley shop here in Marion. So if she is out there listening now, we would love to get her in, 740-383-9944. Or if you have a memory of the Isley shop, or Turoff's, or the Home Cafe, or the restaurant at the airport that came up yesterday, or the Red Apple Grill, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Now, the Red Apple Grill yesterday was a big point of contention here on the program, because the Red Apple Grill used to be located on North Main Street right before the railroad tracks. Now, this is how we figure out things on this program, and kind of what makes the open phone line idea for you, the listening audience, great for me to hear what you know, because you know more than what I know, because the Red Apple was knocked over in 1961. Now, the original story, which had been going around for years, was that the Red Apple was there by the railroad tracks on North Main, and that a circus train was coming through Marion, and one of the elephants got loose and knocked over the Red Apple restaurant. Now, we had a call yesterday that said that they even believe that that elephant had been euthanized and buried somewhere in Marion. And we had a call in which somebody said that there were some big bones found years later, and they were believed to be of that elephant that was buried in Marion. And then we had a call, and also somebody sent me an article, which I certainly appreciate, one of our listeners, stating that those bones were actually prehistoric bones that were found in Marion, and they're on display at Ohio State, I believe, now. And right before we went off the air yesterday, we had, I believe it was a gentleman who had done some research and actually had the article from 1961 talking about the end of the Red Apple Grill on North Main Street, in which it was, I believe, I don't even think it was a train. I believe it was a circus truck that had actually gotten off the road somehow and crashed into the Red Apple restaurant, which led to its demise. Now, interestingly enough, it was pulling elephants and other circus material, but the elephants were not hurt, and there was never an elephant killed or put to bed or buried anywhere in Marion. So that's how history is, and that's why doing programs like these, I believe, are so important, because we learn as time goes on, and in the two-hour span yesterday, we learned about the Red Apple and what actually happened. And by the end of the program, we had the actual newspaper article from 1961, which talked about the demise of the Red Apple Grill and what had actually happened. But I don't think we've talked to anybody who actually ate at the Red Apple Grill yet. Did anybody ever eat there? Does anybody have any opinions on that? 740-383-9944. Also, all those other restaurants, as we have talked about, the Isley Shop, the other places in town, we'd love to hear about all those. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling back about Isley's.
Yes.
It was kind of hard for me to understand the gentleman that was trying to tell you where Hardy or the Isley's store was. But if you go north on Prospect Street and go over the railroad tracks, there is a couple buildings, and I know Mr. Grice had a paper store there that he moved from South Main Street. And so then it would be that store, and then I think there may have been another store, But Isley's dairy was right along that alley, as he said. And this was, it was a big, long building. And on the corner of this building was Isley's. And you could go in there and buy the ice cream cones. And I think that's all you could buy was just ice cream cones. And they would have three or four chairs there sitting if you wanted to sit there. But very few people, when I was there, very few people were sitting. They would just come in, get their cones, and leave. Now, on the other side of the alley, later on, there was an Isley store, kind of like a little restaurant also, and that was a fairly new building several years ago. And I used to work with Harold Wyndham's grocery store in South or North Main Street. I was about 14, and I would help out on Saturdays. My father worked there, so I would help. So when Isley's needed bananas for banana splits, I would run the bananas over to this Isley store, the Isley store. And but that's what I know about the Isleys over there. And I know there was an Isley's on South Main Street, and that was right down in through there where the antique store is on South Main.
Oh, yeah, I know where you're at.
It was right in there. And then the Isley's that was out there where the water company is now, that was a big Isley's dairy. And I had a cousin that was on a milk route, and he'd stop around these different farms and get their milk. And I was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years old. And this was Howard Wyndham, and his brother is one that had the grocery store in North Main. So somehow he got so he would pick me up, and I would get up in this great big truck, at that time was big to me, and we would ride around and collect milk, and then we'd take it into this Isley store on East Center Street, where the water company is now.
Mm.
So that's what I know about Isley's. Of course, the restaurant there on the corner of 529 and Mount Vernon Avenue. But now, the one that Carl was talking about on East Center Street, I don't remember that at all, where he said he worked. I don't remember that at all. But yes, there was quite a few stores of Isley in here, not really thinking about it until we're talking about it now. And but that was a big thing for me. But I remember taking bananas down there quite a bit for banana splits, and then I would run over to there was a candy and cigar store on North Main Street in the same block as the grocery store was, and on the other side of that alley was Big Bear. And
well,
then there was a grocery store going south, or North Main, to the railroad tracks, the north track. There was another grocery store there, and it was Fred Cheney's grocery store. It was a small store. But back then, if you had someone come in and was wanting or called in, because my father delivered groceries when they would call in an order, and he would deliver these groceries around to different homes. But on my way to school, I would always stop in at Fred Cheney's grocery store and buy a Klondike. And you wanted to know how they knew it was pink. I don't think they sold them in boxes back then. I think it was individual. And naturally, you'd open it up right away and bite into it as if it was a pink one. And if it was free to you, you didn't have to pay. So that's what I know about pink ice cream or Klondikes. I think now, I'm not sure, and you may know, working at a store, grocery, they may be making them in like six packages or maybe, no, I don't know, maybe six packages. But it seemed to me like now they're making a strawberry and a vanilla and a chocolate one, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, actually, the Isley Company now, you really the only way you can buy them in the stores now is six to a package, but they have chocolate ice cream, they have vanilla, the original, they have strawberry, but they've also now partnered with some of the candy bar companies like Reese's and Snickers, and now some of the coating on top of the ice cream actually has little bits of candy bar in it. So they've really evolved, I guess, over the years.
Yes. I have a book now. I don't remember. One of the drug stores, I can't think the ones out there close to Taco and down in that area, they used to sell different different books on different things, and I got one on Crystal Lake, and I've got one on the Klondikes of Isley's. I got one on Marion County, and they are so interesting to read, but I don't think they sell those anymore. But you could almost go in there and buy a booklet. It was a softback book, and but so very, and then I had one on amusement parks in Ohio. And so from reading those, when people calls in, I kind of realize what they're talking about. And so anyway, that's what I've got to tell you.
Oh, no, it's fascinating. I appreciate the information, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, those are the calls we like to get. Now, that covered a lot of areas and also did bring back this idea of getting a pink Klondike. And I guess that makes perfect sense, that you probably would not wait until you got home to open up your Klondike to see if it was pink. You would do it in the store, and if you had a pink Klondike, you would get a free Klondike, I guess, not have to pay for it. So that's an interesting idea. Does anybody else remember those type of things? Do they remember anything about the Isleys, the Isley family, the Isley shop? I don't think we've heard from anybody yet who ate at the Red Apple Grill here in Marion. Or what were some of these restaurants famous for? Turoff's, I know, was cream pies. Trying to think about what the home cafe would have been famous for. Maybe the Greek salad. A lot of these stores we talked about yesterday had lunch counters in them. That certainly has seemingly gone by the wayside. Does anybody have any memories of food in Marion County over the past few years? 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Does anybody remember eating at the airport? In the restaurant that was at the airport? Or does anybody remember what the name of that restaurant at the airport was? Because I don't even think I've ever seen pictures of that restaurant. And I'm not sure how long it was there. I don't think it was there a whole long time. I don't think it had a long stretch, and I don't know why it wasn't popular. Or maybe it was popular and went under for another reason. It's hard to figure why these things happen. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I was also thinking yesterday about some of the things that happened in Marion over the years that are kind of fun to talk about. Yesterday on Facebook, I saw somebody talking about the Madge Cooper Orbit Cookbook. Now, I have one of these cookbooks, and I believe that only two of them were ever published. And I believe the money that was made off these cookbooks ended up going to the Humane Society. If I'm wrong about that, somebody let me know. But I think these cookbooks, the sale of these cookbooks went to the Humane Society. But I think Madge would just gather recipes from listeners of the radio station, and I think this went on in the 70s, and they put together these cookbooks and sold them, and apparently they sold very well, because here in 2019, I had somebody on Facebook talking about still having their cookbook. Cookbooks are not what they used to be. Everybody used to have recipe cards in their kitchen, and they had cookbooks, and they had all kinds of things. But this was a very big event in Marion, because everybody had their name next to their recipe, and a lot of people published family recipes in those cookbooks. Does anybody remember that, or have a memory of the Madge Cooper Orbit cookbooks? Because I think that fits in with the food topic that we're talking about here. 740-383-9944. Don't be shy. Give us a ring. We'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on these topics. Also, Charlie has talked about this and has given the recipe on the air for the everything sauce that went on hot dogs. And we'll come back to that in just a moment. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you were talking about restaurants downtown. Back in the 60s, the State Beauty Academy was in the big stone brick building on the corner of State and East Center. And it was the State Beauty Academy, but there was a restaurant called Trainers. So when we were going to, between classes, we would always go down there and have food. But that was back in the, like I said, the mid-60s. Of course, Turoff certainly was there, but...
Now, what did Trainers...
couldn't afford that.
Yeah, what did Trainers have to eat? What kind of food did they
eat? Oh, I don't remember, because we were teenagers, and, you know, we just got the regular stuff, like cheeseburgers probably, and I don't remember.
It's interesting. So a lot of people in those days were definitely downtown eating.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
It was always, you know, like, you know, the caller just said, all the five and dime stores, they all have the snack bars and...
Absolutely.
And whatever, but...
Well, no, hey...
And then another thing that... You haven't really been talking about this, but back in the 50s and 60s, way out on Silver Street between Avondale and Toledo Avenue, which ran north, that was never... There were never any houses or anything. It was all open land. And sometimes in the summer, they would have carnivals there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my... grandmother lived on Avondale, so that's how I remember that.
Now, do you remember who would
put... They had animals or anything then, but...
Now, do you remember who would put these carnivals on?
Oh, no. No, no.
It was just... Well, that's interesting. I appreciate the memory there.
And like now, we all know that's all built up, has been for years. But...
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating to learn about. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, and if you have any memory beyond the food in Marion... we certainly can talk about that as well. Anything that is on your mind, give me a ring. I would love to hear what you know. Because I think, as I say again, that's how we all learn. That's how we come together on these things. That's certainly how we learned about the Red Apple Grill yesterday and finally got to where we needed to be there. I think somebody has turned the ringer on this phone on again. And it's driving me nuts. My fight with this phone. Okay, I knew they had turned it on. Now, why do they do that? Okay, it's off again. I hate hearing a phone ring on the internet. That drives me insane. Okay, phone lines are up again. 740-383-9944. And maybe when the phone rings again this time, we will not hear the ring over the airwave. But we want to hear you call in. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any memories of the Madge Cooper Orbit Cookbook? Now, see, I still think it's ringing. Oh, my God. Drive you nuts. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, I graduated with John Isley in 1949.
Oh, really?
70 years ago. he was in the first house, a brick house, two-story, on the Mount Vernon Avenue Boulevard. The first house that was ever built on Mount Vernon Avenue Boulevard.
Is that right? Now, what kind of guy was he, Martha?
Oh, he was a wonderful man, and his football number was 44, and my husband was 22.
So, was he a good football player?
And he lived, when he was 5 years old, at 200 block of Grand Avenue, South Grand Avenue. I lived at 351 South Grand across from Vernon, and we rode our tricycles up together, and we liked each other.
Oh, you could have been
and
Mrs.
We were sweethearts when we were five.
You and Mr. Isley?
John Isley, Mr. Isley's son.
Oh, so Martha, you could have been Mrs. Isley?
Yes, I could, Mrs. John Isley.
Oh, my. You would have been the queen of ice cream.
Yes.
Now, did you used to...
You know what's good?
What's that?
Sherbet and cherry drink.
Oh. So, sherbet and like a cherry...
John Isley introduced me to Joe Manasi.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Now, Martha, did you used to eat at the Isley shops here in town?
Oh, yes.
Now,
I went there all the time.
Now, what were they like to go into?
Real close to Church Street on the west side of Main, between the alley and Church Street.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Well,
I went there all the time. It was real close to 197 South Prospect Street.
Now, what would you...
And I love their food.
What would you get when you would go in there, Martha? What was your favorite thing to get at the Isley shop?
French fries.
French fries. What kind of ice cream would you...
Ice cream.
Now, do you like the Klondikes, Martha?
Yes, I love Klondikes.
I know, they're very good. Well, Martha, I thank you for calling in, talking about John Isley. You used to play football.
Oh, I just love listening to you. I have to wake up to WGH.
Well, Martha, you are a legend. Thank you, Martha, for calling.
Well, thank you for broadcasting.
Thank you. Martha Dowse, the one and only queen of dance here in Marion. Now, there's somebody who went to school with John Isley. Now, did anybody know John Isley played football? I guess that would have been at Harding, because I think Martha Dowse went to Harding. So I know she did, because she twirled for Harding. She was a majorette there. So there you go. There's another fill-in as far as the Isleys go. Okay, talking about the Isley shop, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Also talking about the Madge Cooper Orbit Cookbook. Does anybody remember anything about that era here in Marion, those Orbit cookbooks? Or did you have relatives, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, who used to listen to the Orbit program with Madge Cooper, and Charlie Evers was a part of the Orbit program at one point, and a whole lot of other people? That was a very popular staple in Marion radio for a long time. Does anybody remember the old Orbit program, which I think went on almost until the 80s? I know Madge retired. We have an article around here somewhere where Madge retired in 76, so I know Orbit was still on the air in 76. So does anybody have any memories of that particular era? 740-383-9944. There are all kinds of interesting things about Madge Cooper that you learn over the years. For years, one of my grandmothers, at one point in her childhood, grew up in the children's home here in Marion. I had never known that. I didn't realize that had happened. But she spent some time in the children's home, and I did not know until many years later that Madge, now I don't know if it was on behalf of the radio station or not, I'm sure it probably was, but that she used to visit the children's home here in Marion and deliver gifts at Christmas time. And there are actually some pictures of this. So it's interesting things that happened here in Marion. And of course, there's no children's home that I know of in Marion anymore. Waddell Village for a long, long time. Does anybody know anything about this? Memories of Madge Cooper, Memories of the Orbit Cookbook, Memories of the Children's Home, Still Can Talk About Food Here, the Red Apple Restaurant, the grill that was torn down, any other place. I know Gallagher's was a big one yesterday. I had never heard of Gallagher's, but boy, that sparked a lot of interest from our listeners yesterday when we talked about Gallagher's. 740-383-9944, and of course there's Henny and Cooper, which I guess at one point had some kind of a lunch counter in there. I'm not sure what they sold at Henny and Cooper as far as food went. Maybe it was just milkshakes and things like that. That's an interesting question. Where in Marion would you get the best milkshake? If I wanted to get a milkshake back in that era, because a lot of the restaurants did milkshakes and a lot of these lunch counters did milkshakes, where would I go to get the best milkshake? Would it have been at the Isley Shop? Also, Stewart's Root Beer has been here for a long time. I don't know how many years they've been in Marion, but does anybody remember the evolution of Stewart's Root Beer there on North Main Street? I think people used to wear roller skates when they were being car hops at one point. Does this ring a bell with anybody, or is there anything else in the food vein, or anything else in the vein of Marion in general, that interests you at this point? 740-383-9944. We can talk about it here on the air today. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show will be on right after this program today from 10:10 to 12 noon. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. today, right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. But just a lot of history to talk about, and it's always fun. I think I finally got the ringer on this phone shut off. Thank goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Does anybody remember the snow store that was on South Main there, just a little ways from the square?
Was that?
It was called the Snow's. I can't remember the second name, but it was just kind of a variety store. You could buy anything in it, but it wasn't fancy.
Now,
Bob used to drag me along, and we'd go in there, and it was kind of dingy. I mean, you know, it didn't have a lot of lighting, but she always come out with something.
Now, was that Snow's Racket Store?
That could have been. That could have been.
Yeah. Now, I've heard something about that, and I think that there's part of that store. Did there used to be a big counter in that store or something?
Probably. Because they used to have the counters high.
Yeah. I think one of those counters might have ended up at Heritage Hall. Now, I'm not for sure about that, but I think I heard that story at one point.
Yeah. Well, I just hadn't heard anybody mention it on there, so I just thought I'd kind of kick that around a little bit.
Well, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Snow's Racket Store. Now, I know I've heard Charlie talk about that in the past. Does anybody have any memories of Snow's Racket Store here in Marion? Where was the exact location of Snow's Racket Store? Is the building still there? Now, that's an interesting thing that I like to learn, if these buildings are still in existence here in downtown Marion. 740-383-9944. And was there a Mr. Snow? There probably was. Did he work in there? Did anybody out there know Mr. Snow of Snow's Racket Store? Much like we've talked about knowing the Isley family and Mr. Isley and his mother and his daughter, or his son, excuse me, I don't know if he had a daughter. Might have. I know there were a lot of Isleys running around at one point. But Snow's Racket Store, does anybody have any memories of that? 740-383-9944. And one that's always been of great interest to me, because I know it was around for a long time here in Marion, is the Fair Park Sundries, which I believe did not close until the early 1990s. Now, that was over in the Fair Park area. I believe the Computer Corner is in that building right now. In that little Fair Park strip mall, it would have been the last store. If you were looking directly at it, it would have been the last store on the right, the last store closest to the drive-thru. Fair Park Sundries and Dorothy always ran that place. Does anybody remember Dorothy? Go ahead, caller.
Talking about Snow's Racket Store.
Yes.
It would be where the parking lot is now of the bank, on the Union Bank.
Oh, okay. Now, was there a Mr. Snow?
Yes, there was. He was tall guy with white hair, and I believe he wore glasses. But that store, anybody that lived in Marion County knew where Snow's Racket Store was. And you'd walk in there, it'd kind of be like a path, and you just don't know where things were, but you'd ask him, and he could walk right up to it and get it for you. And I remember when I would first go in the store, they had this candy cupboard or cabinet with the glass where they had to reach in and get the candy. That was always the first thing on the east or on the right-hand side of the store. But, the gentleman said it was a little dingy. It was. I think he may have had two lights hanging down on a long cord. And I know there was one in there, but he may have had two because it was kind of a long store.
Ah.
But Mr. Snow lived on East Church Street.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just about at the end of Summit, right in that area. And that's where he lived, or his son. I know there was a family of Snow that lived there.
Ah, that's fascinating. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Fascinating stuff. This is how we all learn. Somebody throws something out there and we all remember. Now, does anybody remember Snow's Racket Store and apparently the dingy nature that this store had, but yet everybody went in there? Maybe Mr. Snow was a little bit on the cheap side. Now, I don't know. I didn't know Mr. Snow, but apparently he only had two light bulbs in there. Maybe. And it was a dingy type of a place. 740-383-9944. Talking kind of about Marion entrepreneurs here of a different era. Snow's Racket Store. Fair Park Sundries. I'd love to hear any memories of that because I know that Dorothy in Fair Park Sundries was open for so many years over there in Fair Park. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, the lady that was just talking about the Snow's department store. That
yes.
Was really interesting, but I believe they have wooden floors.
Wooden floors?
Yes, I believe, and they, creaked when you walked through it. And there was a Terry Snow that went to school with us, but I'm not sure if he was part of that, Snow's people. But
now, so was it a dingy type of a store?
Oh, yes. Very dim and... I believe they had the wooden floors.
Wooden floors. Well, that's interesting.
And then at Gallagher's Drugs, where they had the food I had called yesterday, they had the best breaded veal sandwiches ever.
Breaded veal.
Yeah, and everyone says, it was on the corner back in the back from the store, and you could enter in the rear and, of course, come in through the drugstore. But
now,
and then years ago, probably the 70s, mid-70s, while Crawballs had been there forever on North Main Street, close to where National City Bank was, and there was a travel agency there, but Crawballs had a massive fire, and of course everything was destroyed, and then years ago they relocated out here on Mount Vernon Avenue, where Family Dollar area is, there at Clover.
I remember Crawballs out on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah. Like I said, that was in the 70s with that massive fire.
Well, that's interesting. Well,
they had everything. Their hardware store was fabulous.
Absolutely.
Well. But we don't even have travel bureaus anymore, and that was up there by National City Bank, and everything's online.
It is. It's the world changed, that's for sure.
Certainly.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
interesting stuff. Now, Snow's Racket Store is the topic here this morning, which now we've had three callers say that it was a dingy place, but everybody went there to shop, which is kind of interesting. So Snow's Racket Store, does anybody have any memories of that? Dorothy, who used to run Fair Park Sundries. See, I don't know what Dorothy's story was, and she was there for so long, but I've never heard many people talk about her. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning. I'm calling in about the Snow's Racket Store.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm 53 years old, and I remember going as a little girl with my mom and dad to Snow's Racket. It did have wooden floors, and he had all kinds of really neat stuff in there, like rakes and stuff like that. And I remember as a little girl, we would go in there to get seeds for our garden, and they had these little drawers that would kind of like tip down, and you could get your seeds and put them in a little sack, and then he would weigh it, and then you would pay like per pound or whatever. And it was really a neat old store. It wasn't very bright inside, like they're saying, but it was a very neat place to go to.
Oh, Snow's Racket Store.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate the memory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's what we're doing here this morning, sharing memories and hopefully learning together, because everybody has a different perspective on everything. Also, remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying, because we definitely want to hear from you. 740-383-9944, Snow's Racket Store. And Mr. Snow, and the dingy nature of the store, does anybody remember anything else about that particular time and particular era? Or Dorothy from Fair Park Sundries. We're certainly interested in that as well. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just tuned in a little bit ago. You were talking about milkshakes.
Yes.
Isley's definitely had very good milkshakes back in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
So if I wanted to get a milkshake, Isley, the Isley shop would have been the place to go.
Well, all three or four, they had Isley store up on North Prospect, and one on South Main Street, and one on East Center Street. And then far as restaurants are concerned, the Hotel Harding was one of the best restaurants ever any place back in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Now, that was Steve Bomas ran that operation, didn't he?
Steve Bomas, then his father before him.
Wow.
And I remember back in the 30s and 40s, going there, they had the big dining room on, you know, back of the lobby there on the south end of the building, and big dining room back there, and then just to the left of the Center Street entrance going in, there was a bar and a restaurant in there, and all the stuff came out of the same kitchen, and then in later years, they had a key room down in the basement. All the food came out of the same kitchen, but it was all very good.
Oh, very interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the memory.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There we are, the Bomas family, and Steve Bomas and his father working in the kitchen at the old Harding Hotel restaurant, which was there for many years. There was another place that people ate. So we were talking about Snow's Racket Store, talking about the Harding Hotel and food. Where would you get a good milkshake? Obviously, the Isley shop there would have been a good place to get a milkshake. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, here at WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, the lady that just talked about the wooden floors at Snow's?
Yes.
If you went into probably all the grocery stores, they all had wooden floors at that time. And they would, I know when my father worked there, they said that they had to oil the floors during the night so that they'd be ready for the next day. But I don't remember any, private-owned grocery stores, but they were all wooden stores.
That's interesting.
It could very well be a lot of the other stores were, too. I don't remember, like Klein's and Euler's and Frank's, and it just seemed to me like that was the thing at that time.
A booming place.
Yeah. So maybe somebody else can call in on that. But
yeah.
It just, when I would go into the Kleins and the Crazy stores and all of those stores uptown, I believe they were, when you're young, you don't pay too much attention to that. But when you get older, you do think back. So I'll hang up and see if someone else can call in.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's another memory. Does anybody have anything to add to that call? 740-383-9944. Do want to remind you, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8:15 until 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8:15 till 10 a.m., and we share memories. And if there's a memory you would like to talk about, call in, put it on the table, we'll talk about it. 740-383-9944. And don't forget the Charlie Evers Show comes up today. Right after this one, 10:15 until 12 noon, and it's live. And A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 to 1 p.m. today, and the Adam the Computer Guy Show from 2:10 until 3 p.m. Now, Snow's Racket Store is what we're talking about. We're talking about the hardwood floors in department stores and grocery stores around the Marion area. Talking about Dorothy and Fair Park Sundries. You know, for a lady who was here for so many years, this woman, Dorothy, and I can't think of what her last name was. At one point, I did know her last name. I know she has since passed away. But she ran this Fair Park Sundries over in the Fair Park Strip Mall, and it was there for 30-plus years. And when she left, it closed. But it was kind of a pharmacy, I believe, from what I remember. But I wasn't taking any medication at that time, so I don't remember it for being a pharmacy. I remember it for selling candy and things of that nature. Is there anybody out there who knew or remembers Dorothy from Fair Park Sundries or remembers going in there to shop? What would you buy at the old Fair Park Sundries? Or what would you buy at the Snow's Racket Store? Or what type of things could you get at Isley's shop and things of that nature? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. We probably can get another call in today before we go off the air if you call in now, but it's interesting going back through these things because we look at Snow's Racket Store, which people have fond memories of. We look at the Isley's shop, that people have fond memories of. We talk about Turoff's. We talk about Home Cafe. Nobody's ever talked about the pizza shop that the Mastros owned. We brought that up at one point. I think it was called Pizza Villa, I think is what it was called. But that led to Perkins and Michael's Restaurant here in Marion. Perkins still open today. And Madeline and Al Mastro's pictures are still right behind the podium when you walk into Perkins Restaurant. So one more call today. We have time for, if you want to call in and remember anything that we've talked about this morning, or if there's anything else on your mind, 740-383-9944. Have talked about the Orbit Cookbook with Madge Cooper. That's an interesting subject. I know a lot of... Does anybody still have an Orbit Cookbook out there that they still use? That's been many, many moons ago now. I think these cookbooks were published in the early 70s. So how old would they be? Close to 50? Yeah, they'd have to be close to 50 years old now. And these were not professionally bound cookbooks, so I don't know if any of them still reside out there in the community or not. Well, we're going to wrap up here. Still time for one more call, 740-383-9944, but I certainly appreciate everybody who participated this morning, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 a.m., but Charlie Evers will follow this show in just moments from now, and Glenn Coble at 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
I'm going to have to be a because you said so much about me nice. But I'll tell you, Scott, it's one of the easiest things in the world. And I wish with all the things we have going on about doing this and doing that, if we were all just more kind to each other. Think of yourself in relationship to others, and they go in things you do.